Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is 7:03 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to talk about the probables or maybes for the Atlanta Falcons additions that could happen soonish. But Bo, thank you so much for sending Dylan the list of songs to be playing today. Because I'm going to admit, I'm not the biggest Black Sabbath like
connoisseur.
Fan? Connoisseur, that's the word.
Yeah, well, and you cross paths too, because I think for most people, there isn't a distinction between what is a Black Sabbath song and what is an Ozzy song.
Yeah.
Like, this is Mr. Crowley, which is an Ozzy song, which he left Sabbath. And then there's some of the earlier stuff was with Sabbath. So, yeah, no, I was an Ozzy fan. I got to go to Ozfest back in the day.
Very cool.
I believe it was the 03 show. It's the one with the logo where, like, the devil like creature has got like the rock and roll sign and he's like diving into the crowd. It was in Atlanta. It was at Lakewood.
Nice.
So saw Rob Zombie there as well. I believe Philip Anselmo, one of his bands from Pantera, was there. So it was Ozfest was multiple stages.
Yeah.
And saw quite a few bands. But yeah, man, I'm an Ozzy fan. I'm not like the biggest of big Ozzy, you know, but I do love
the
music.
You don't have an Ozzy tattoo.
No, I have a Zeppelin tattoo.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
I think Ozzy, though, he was so beloved, though, because of the Osbourne show on MTV. Like, to watch Ozzy Osbourne just sit there and, like, color all day.
Dude.
It was amazing. And he's kind of the father of reality television in that respect.
It's funny you brought that up, Allie, because that's actually how I was personally introduced to Ozzy Osbourne.
Sure.
The reality show.
I sent y'all a clip last night of him with the burritos.
Yeah.
Because, like, all he ate was he would eat this, two or three burritos a day.
Was it? Those weren't homemade. Like,
no, I think he was going to Taco Bell or something.
No,
really
it looks like, not. Oh, man, what is it? What's the name of that place?
Moe's Qdoba? Chipotle.
It looked like Qdoba.
Qdoba.
Yeah, you guys ever eaten Qdoba?
Yeah. Well,
the queso burrito.
I like Qdoba.
And that was
Qdoba.
So long ago that you'd have to see how, because I just don't remember like the Chipotles of the world being around in like 2000, right?
There was a Qdoba in Tuscaloosa when I was in college, which I got there in 05. It used to crank. And I mean, like, it was right in the middle of the strip, and it was always backed out the door. So that's why I'm always like, man, that looks like a Qdoba burrito.
Yeah.
Some kind of Mexican place is required any downtown college town, like Moe's.
For sure.
Like, it
for
has to
sure.
be.
We'll get your burrito back. Like Ozzy.
Yeah, welcome exactly. to Moe's. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love those burritos.
I always hated when they did that.
Well,
why?
I don't yell at me. Just take my order.
You don't like to be welcomed into places.
That's the most both they heard. Don't say hello to me. Oh, there you go.
Just make my Joey bag
that's
of donuts.
That's not what I mean. I want you to be polite. It's just like I don't need like four people being like, hey. I'm like, oh, whoa, you know. I mean, I bet you they've scared some old people like that before.
You're the kind of guy that walks in Home Depot. Quit asking me if I need help. I know where I'm going.
No, it's not that. It's like, But you know what my problem with home? You know what my problem with those places is? Is every time you need help, you can't find a freaking one. Soul.
I know.
But when I'm just browsing, it's like every time you need help.
Every
need
aisle.
Help? I'm like, yep. Nah, man, I'm good. I'm just looking.
There's a trick to that. I swear, every time I go to Home Depot with Grant, no one's around. But as soon as I walk off by myself to a different aisle, do you need help? Do you need help?
That's a good point.
So take Amy and let her walk off on her own.
Part of the app now is you can, like, supposedly, and I tried this the other day. I needed help and nobody was around. So you can hit on the app, like, hey, I need help on aisle 8. No, like, it was like, request timed out. Nobody's coming. please show yourself to the service counter. I was like, oh,
nah,
man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. I was like, man, this is unfortunate. I need one of the little things unlocked. It's a long story.
If you're, I'll say this last thing. If you're going to get help from a Home Depot type store, find the oldest employee in there.
For sure.
Because
for sure.
Because I can tell you, I have went into those places and been like a guy like even my age or maybe like, I'd say younger, like, closer to Dylan's age. Yeah, man. What are you looking for? An ignition? So I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know what that is. What, a switch? What? A light switch? I don't know if we have any of those. But I asked.
Can show you a Nintendo Switch.
I asked for a random part on a shower door, like an old shower door. And I was looking. This older gentleman came and was like, can I help you? And I was like, I'm just looking for, do you know this? He goes, yeah, I know. He goes, we don't have them. He goes, you know who does have them? And he, like, tells me a specific store in the city I was in. He's like, they have it, guaranteed. Go down there. He's like, you know where it's at? I'm like, nope. He goes, take a left on 92, then a right on the blah, 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 and boom. And, like, literally, and I was like, okay. I feel like I was talking to, like, the Yoda of Home Depot.
It was, like illegal that he's giving you this advice.
He's outsourcing.
Well, I don't know how we got this far, but eat a burrito in Ozzy's honor today.
That's right. I might just do that. Might go eat a burrito for Ozzy.
Breakfast burrito on your way out today. So I want to get to this article from Matt Urban. Could the Falcons make any late additions like they did last year? He named four different guys that are potentials or maybe hypotheticals that the Falcons could pick up with Jeff Wilson, the running back, a tight end, Hayden Hurst, tight end, Gerald Everett, and then cornerback Mike Hilton. What are your thoughts about all this?
I think that, and look, it is what it is. You see a couple of tight ends on this list, and you're like, okay. You know, the writing's kind of on the wall because it does feel like in a lot of ways. And I said this last year at a certain time where I was tired of talking about Kyle Pitts and what Kyle Pitts possibly could be because I was more focused on the fact that Kyle Pitts felt like at times like it was a, you know, that he was anchoring this offense. And I don't mean that in a good way. I mean, like, it was a parachute when you're running, you know, when you're running track. Like, he's slowing you down because you have to put him on the field. He's a fourth overall pick. And at the same time, you're getting nothing out of him in most facets of the game, which you saw throughout the season. His snap count continued to dwindle. So when you look at these guys, he mentions two tight ends. And I focused on this list more on the positions that he's talking about. You know, the two tight ends, one corner, one running back. I think that's the takeaway. Would you love to have another tight end? Yes. Is anybody going to displace Charlie Warner and what he does? Absolutely not. Is anybody going to tell you to bench Kyle Pitts and you know, in favor of Hayden Hurst or Gerald Everett? Absolutely not. It's just that's the position you find yourself in, given the Falcons' circumstances. So would you love somebody else to pop up in some of these spots? Yes. I could see them adding a running back or a cornerback or whatever it is, but they have to be able to help on special teams at this point.
Yeah, and remember when Matthew Judon was signed, it was right after Braylon Trice tore his ACL. Who's the guy we've forgotten all about in this city? Because we haven't seen Braylon Trice. We don't know what Braylon Trice could be. I don't believe that for a second they'd bring back Hayden Hurst. Does he help you blocking? I don't think so. I mean, is he a better blocking tight end than the number 8? Sure, but that's like saying, you know, Mike's a better blocker than me. Well, of course. I mean, that's a given. I'm 5'8 and a half. Like, it just, that's a bad example because Mike played in the NFL as a blocker, but it's ridiculous to say Hayden Hurst to me. It also put veteran leadership. Last time I checked, Charlie Warner is not a rookie. He's a veteran who knows the offense.
Sure.
He's a veteran leader. I don't need Hayden Hurst coming in here to be a veteran leader. Not even sure how much of a leader he is based on knowledge of situations from his time here earlier. I'm not hating, just being real. So I think right now the way this team is constructed and where their finances are, any move that they would do like that would have to be because of an injury or just complete ineptitude at the position, right? Like if they get two weeks into the training camp, and then you get a preseason game in, maybe even two, and you just don't see any depth in those pieces, and you're just like, we've got to go add some depth. Like if we have an injury, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Or you just don't like what you have already.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, and I think, I look at this, I think the most likely to me would be corner, and I just asked Dylan out just to make sure. You know, Mike Hilton is a Sandy Creek grad. He went to Ole Miss. He's from Fayetteville.
Yes, Sirski.
The only way you could see something like that happen, and he's been in the league, what, eight or nine years, and that to me is like when you talk about veterans, all right, and bringing in guys that kind of know things and know how to play different defenses and things like that. Yeah, like I'm all about that. But you would have to go to him and be like, hey man, you want to live in Atlanta? we don't have as much coin as you could probably get somewhere else, but we'd love to have you. And it's just funny. I do want to mention, you know, to this point as well. Yeah, Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons are both still available. And I think, I'm not saying, no, don't look at me like that. I'm not saying the Falcons need to bring them in. That's not my point. My point is that, like, that's the kind of output you got from those guys last year that you brought in at this point in the season. You traded for Matthew Judon. You signed Justin Simmons. They were not good.
Yeah, but
they weren't good for you. And they're both still free agents this year because of that.
Yeah, but it's because they asked Judon to drop back in covers 85% of the time, remember?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he thinks.
That's what he said.
That's great.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. I think Justin Simmons could. I mean, he might end up with New Orleans. I mean, he might end up down there. Seriously, it'd be fine with me.
They're close to signing Julian Blackman.
Yeah.
Down in New Orleans right now. So I'll be curious to see where that goes.
He
but.
Played with a torn labrum last year. Apparently, most of the year, almost all of the year. And
Julian Blackman or Justin Simmons?
Julian Blackman.
Okay. Okay.
I read an article this morning about Blackman, and he said that he had played with a torn labrum in 24. Because remember, he was upset he didn't get more of a contract offer the year before.
Yeah.
So,
and I guess my takeaway, and Allie, to kind of put a bow on it, is that, like, I think that we look and we say, okay, best remaining available. Oh, mm-hmm. man, that just sounds like, you know, that just sounds like bright lights and bells and whistles. The best remaining available. And then you're like, dude, we've been down this road before. Like, most of the guys that are available as you approach, you know, it's July 23rd, it's report day. If they're available right now, there is a reason. I'm not saying they're not quality players, but either they want a certain amount of money to come into training camp or to be a part of teams, or they don't hold as much value as you think they do. And that's just the nature of the beast. Until, like Bo said a minute ago, until there's an injury. Yeah, until there's an injury, then, you know, you might not see some of these names pop up.
Yeah. It's a good thought because they're cherry picking where they want to go. That's what Justin Simmons did last year. Justin Simmons thought he was worth more money than he was going to get. He did. He was like, "Why am I not getting a long term deal?" So he said, "I'm going to go to the best situation for me, a place where I feel the most welcomed. I think there's a chance to win. I get closer to the money that I want." He cherry picked the situation, and how did it work out?
Because I saw a Steelers article the other day about, hey, man, maybe we should sign Justin Simmons. He's one of the best remaining safeties available. And it named off everything last year that we talked about as he was being signed here. Former All-Pro. You know, he brings a, you know, a leadership role. Brings a veteran presence to the secondary. I'm sitting there going, man, we were so stoked about that. And you guys are now saying the same things 1 year later, and it just didn't work out here for whatever reason. And so it just it brings me back to the fact that when you look at these, you have to just look at the positions mm-hmm. and not the players. Best remaining available. Okay, great. What does that even mean?
It didn't work out so it didn't work out to the point where you drafted multiple guys and signed. You brought in like three or four guys at that position. And one of Jordan Fuller. You know, you have Helms coming back. Xavier Watts. Technically, Billy Bowman at one point in time is kind of a safety when he was in college, and but he obviously can play multiple positions. That's how much you thought of what Justin Simmons wasn't here last year.
No.
Well, the Falcons do report to training camp today. We'll be out at Flowery Branch tomorrow to broadcast live as they start practice. And coming up, we'll go in the huddle, get a look at who is reporting today and which players are not reporting due to contract disputes. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.